Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with podcast 117. Today is August 14th, 2012, and today's topic, the importance of expressing love. Shortly after I married Shelley over 31 years ago, people started to describe her as representing the heart in our relationship, and me, the mind. We were great leading workshops together because I taught distinctions and abstractions, and she told stories to illustrate my abstractions and usually created a better relationship with people in the class. Even though expressing love was not one of my strong suits, I've always experienced a profound love for Shelley and our two girls, Blake and Brittany. Over the past few years, however, that love has gotten so immense inside me that I'm frustrated because I can't find words to express it fully enough. I love you just doesn't adequately express my feelings. At the same time, I've been experiencing so much love in general that I've just been looking for people to express it to. It's like I love, and then I need people to direct that intense feeling toward. My first awareness. I first started becoming aware of this overpowering feeling of love at my semi-annual meetings of the Transformation Leadership Council, which I joined over 8 years ago as a founding member. I started to notice feeling love and directing it toward whomever showed up in front of me. I think the precipitating factor was being surrounded by so many people who shared my commitment to make a difference in people's lives, which meant I really knew their essence, and they really knew one of the most important things I valued about myself. So although I still see myself as a created and committed person who's focused on getting the Lefkoe method into the hands of as many people as possible and creating new processes to free people from their barriers to happiness, I've been experiencing myself more and more as someone who loves people a lot, as a truly loving person. My birthday party. Then a couple of months ago, Shelley threw me a surprise 75th birthday party. There were about 30 of my friends there. One of them, Dave Ellis, started a toast with a process he had done many times before. He said to me, "What I love about you is everything. And what I love about you is, and what I love about you is," he repeated this at least 10 times, stating each time something different he loved about me. Then each of the other people at the party did the same thing. The experience of hearing 30 people share what they loved about me was overwhelming. It was one of the most profoundly special evenings of my life. What made it especially meaningful was the fact that every person who described what they loved about me included how loving I was. Yes, they mentioned my commitment, my relationship with Shelley and my daughters, and the difference I make in people's lives, but every single person said they loved how loving I was. Because that's how I've been seeing myself, and I wasn't sure others saw it, I felt more seen and gotten by more people that night than I ever have in my life. A very special gift. And then last week I got a package from a close male friend, and it was a note that read, quote, "You're the most loving man I know. I just wanted to say thank you," close quote. Enclosed was a very special gift. That was the final straw that made real to me that my love for others was so palpable that others experienced it also. Where did this outpouring of love come from? What got it started a few years ago, and what allows me to express it so fully that all my friends experience it? I'm not sure, but here's what I think. I stopped judging others. I stopped giving meaning to what others do. I allow people to be who and what they are. They don't have to do or be anything special for them to be okay with me. Allow yourself to get in touch with your love for people. We all have it. And if you are in touch with it, it's right under your judgments and evaluations of people, and right under beliefs like, if I allowed others to know how much I love them, I'd get hurt. And real men don't display their feelings. When we're in touch with who we really are and in touch with who others really are, without any judgments or evaluations, all there is love. There's nothing better. Try it. See for yourself. If you found this podcast useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons at the top of the post at MortyLefko.com. And if you'd like information about having a certified Lefko Method facilitator help you permanently eliminate any behavioral or emotional problem in your life, please call us at 415-884-0552. Finally, if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko Belief Process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one negative belief free. Have a great week. See you next week with the next podcast.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.